A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts this morning on this Thursday, March the 22nd. We're glad you're with us here as we get back in the penny chair and got back into the swing of things. I want to thank Scott Beatty for sitting in the last 3 days here, the first 3 days of this week. Had a chance, my wife and I, Leanne, got down to Florida for a couple of spring training games. We've been doing that in recent years, trying to get to a couple of ballparks along the way. Had a great time down in Florida, and I can report to you that the weather down there is nice and warm. So it had actually, I guess, warmed up a little bit when we got there. We happened to hit it just right at the end of last week and then the start of this week, because the people down there were telling us it had been a little chilly in that part of Florida. We were in the Tampa, Clearwater, Florida area, and had a chance to see the Phillies ballpark, spring training ballpark there in Clearwater, also the Yankees Stadium, which is impressive in its own right, a spring training facility right across from Raymond James Stadium, right across the street, literally, where the Illini played South Florida last year. So I had a chance to do that. Saw some other things, swung back up through Nashville to see my daughter, and now back in Champaign today. And, man, it's cold, 28 degrees after all of that warmth we experienced earlier this week down in Florida. But good to be back. And, again, you can join us. We have an open line this hour. I will tell you that after the news at 9:30, Katie Champion from the American Cancer Society will be here for a few minutes. Tell you about a big event for Coaches versus Cancer coming up here in just about 3 weeks. We'll give you the details on that and how you can participate if you'd like. The second hour, Jim Dye will join me. He pops in every few weeks, and we'll visit about all that happened this past Tuesday with the election, of course, the primary election. Where'd all the ads go, by the way? They're gone. They'll be back. Glad to have them. You know, that obviously they need to get that on the air, but now that it's done, I guess it'll be quiet on that front for a little while, and then they'll be back when we get closer to November. But that happened on Tuesday. Jim Dye will be with us in the second hour to talk about that and other issues. Of course, Erica Harold, native product here, a local product. Everybody knows Erica and her family and the success she's had as Miss America. She wins the Republican nomination. She had the most, pretty much most lopsided race, I think, of some of the statewide races. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And you heard CBS News mention the discussion with Facebook, the Facebook controversy. That happened, a lot of that happened. The meat of it happened while I was on vacation. Don't know if you've talked about that much or got into that much, but we can certainly visit that as well. And the sad news this morning of the death of a U of I wrestler in an accident on Interstate 57 last night near Rantoul. So that information from our newsroom as the morning goes along. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com, and you can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. A lot to talk about today. What's on your mind? A lot to get to today as well, our Today in History segment as well. All that straight ahead as we continue here on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Open line, there's first half hour, Katie Champion of the American Cancer Society for a few minutes. After the bottom of the hour, open line up to the top, and then open line with myself here and Jim Dye in the second hour today. We'll talk more after this on Penny for Your Thoughts. Welcome back to Penny for Your Thoughts here this morning. Glad you're with us. Brian Barnhart, 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone. Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Or you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Some of the National headlines, Congress rushing towards spending vote to prevent government shutdown. The congressional leaders releasing a $1.3 trillion government spending plan for the rest of the fiscal year. They asked lawmakers to begin voting on it with only hours to read and analyze the 2,200-page text. The measure is wide-ranging, funds for fencing on the U.S.-Mexican border, combating opioid addiction, building new roads, along with incentives to bolster reporting to a database for gun buyer background checks, all part of this spending measure. Also, some headlines. I'm just reading the headlines. You can comment on them if you like. It says it's time to break up Facebook. The social media company has become a rogue actor accountable to nobody. And a lot of this happened while I was gone on vacation. I'll get into that a little bit if we get some time. Mark Zuckerberg has no way out of Facebook's quagmire. That's an opinion piece written today. Also, some of the other news, shares mixed in Asia today. U.S. stock index is finishing with small losses following the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike. China says it was prepared to defend its interests as the administration of President Trump prepared to announce tariffs on imports from China. And, of course, locally, with all of the local elections, Erica Harold winning on the Republican side on the attorney general. The governor wins a close race over Jeannie Ives, a lot closer, I think, than a lot of people expected. J.B. Pritzker, not a big surprise, wins the Democratic race. And I saw a figure on the amount of money spent already by Bruce Rauner and J.B. Pritzker, and, of course, they can afford it. But the amount of money is just staggering, and that was just for the first round here. And it's going to be a lot of money spent over the next several months between those two. So get ready for that. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone. Zoe joins us first up today. Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, Brian. I have a couple things. The first thing is I'm not on Facebook, so it's kind of funny that I'm talking about this, but I know it's going to come up maybe. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to point out for people that are upset because of Cambridge Analytics and Trump using data from Facebook, which I'm not really agreeing with that, doing that. But I want to point out that the Obama campaign did it. They didn't use Cambridge Analytics, but they actually were allowed access to Facebook Analytics data, far more access than anybody else. And Facebook admitted that they were pro-Obama, and they allowed the Obama campaign to do things that. One of the people that actually worked at Facebook said that some of it, even though she was in favor of Obama, was creepy. Hmm. That was her word, creepy.
Yeah.
And so I just want to point out that while people are getting upset about this with the Trump campaign, that this has been done before many times.
Yeah, somebody pointed out in an article, and it's somebody who's worked with a lot of politicians. He said it's not just Republicans who took advantage of Facebook's invasive features. Says during the 2012 campaign, this kind of backs up what you're saying, President Obama's reelection team built up an app that extracted the same types of data in the same fashion as the Cambridge Analytica data in question, with one critical difference. Obama's team extracted nearly five times the information. So,
exactly. And also I wanted to point out that Obama in 2012 congratulated Putin on being so-called elected, too.
I went back and looked at that. Yeah, that is also true. So,
But I also wanted to say, if it's okay, that I mentioned the other day I'm looking for a dog, and I lost my dog. I had to unexpectedly have her put down, and I'm really grieved. And I'm really looking for something with poodle or maybe border collie in it. And if I can give my phone number,
Oh, sure.
It's 356-0335, and I just am really, I don't want a real old dog, and I really want a female. So I know I have my, because I can't go through it dying on me again real soon.
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Brian.
No, very good. Thank you,
really
Zoe.
I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me do that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. That's Zoe. 356-9397 is how you can join us. Her number, by the way, 356-0335, if you'd like to help her out with a dog, I guess, not old, and she'd prefer a female dog. So there you go. All right, today, birthdays on this March 22nd, Wolf Blitzer of CNN. Remember when Wolf Blitzer, that name first came to prominence? You remember when that happened? During the Gulf War, 1990, after Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, Wolf Blitzer, I think, was at the Pentagon at the time and began covering all that. And you thought, man, what a perfect name for what was going on at the time. Wolf Blitzer. But he is 70 today. Bob Costas is 66. Now, he looks about 50, I think. But Bob Costas turning 66. James T. Kirk, of course, William Shatner, is 87 today. And the Reverend Pat Robertson, who also ran for president at one time, he is 88. And Reese Witherspoon is 42 today. Those are some of the birthdays today. This day in 1972, Congress passed the proposed Equal Rights Amendment. Remember that? The ERA? To the Constitution, sent it to the states for ratification after a 10-year deadline that included one extension. It was still three states short of the three-fourths needed for approval, and the amendment was not ratified. That was on this day in 1972. And in 2007, Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards and his wife Elizabeth announced a recurrence of the breast cancer she had been diagnosed with in 2004, saying it had spread and was no longer curable but was treatable. Elizabeth Edwards passed away in 2010. And it was on this day in 1994 the NFL announced the addition of the two-point conversion, the league's first scoring change in 75 seasons. That far back, huh? 1994. 356-9397 is how you can join us today on the phones. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, or email us talk at WDWS.com. Don't know how many of you have done the spring training route. I had covered spring training for the Anaheim Angels back 20 years ago out in Arizona, so I had experienced spring training, but not just as a fan. I was actually working it at the time out in Tempe and Phoenix and Scottsdale and all the different places you go. I had not been to any spring training parks down in Florida, but have been the last couple of years. I've seen the Cardinals at Roger Dean, been over to the Red Sox park, JetBlue Park, down in Fort Myers, which is amazing. And it's actually just a replica of Fenway Park itself. So I've been there. I've been to the Tigers one at Lakeland last year. And then this year went down, my wife and I, we went down and saw two more games. Clearwater, Florida. Us and all the spring breakers showed up in Clearwater, Florida. So, but we did see the Phillies at what's known as Spectrum Field, which was a very nice place for the Phillies, and then went to Steinbrenner Field, which is where the Yankees are. They have the biggest, as you might expect. I think it seats 11 or 12,000, the biggest spring training park of anybody, but it is very well done. I root against the Yankees, as I said earlier, I think with Dave and Elizabeth, every chance I get. But it was impressive. They know how to make a presentation, all the history, all the different they use every inch of the ballpark to remind you of their great traditions. So it's pretty impressive. I had a chance to watch some of that. Went up to, I don't know if any of you have been up to Tarpon Springs, which is about, I think, 25 miles north of Tampa. And that's where all the sponges come from. I don't know if you've seen that, all the sponges, the wool sponges and silk sponges and yellow sponges. But it's a Greek community right there near the water, where they harvest all the sponges. It's a tourist trap, I'll tell you that, but it is pretty interesting. It is what it is, as they say. So I don't know if you've experienced any of that. Any other ideas you think might be good for me in the future, or you've been to that is pretty cool, feel free to pass them along. But that was a good trip. Weather was great. I guess it had been chilly down there when before we got down there, but it was very, very nice the last few days we were there. So enjoyed that, and then flew up to Nashville, saw my daughter, who's a junior at Belmont, down in up in Nashville. She had a presentation she was making near the Capitol in Nashville. And then drove through a snowstorm between Nashville and Louisville, and you wouldn't believe how heavy the snow was between Nashville and Louisville a couple of nights ago. And we got, I think we parked our car north of Louisville, and it had like 3 or 4 inches on it after we parked the car. Then we get to Indianapolis. There wasn't hardly any snow. And, of course, so we've got snow on the way, I guess, from what I understand. So anyway, that's been my week. That's I don't want to give you a what is it, the the slideshow. I don't want to tell you everything we did on the trip, but that just kind of gives you the quick summary. So that was fun. 9:23 here at DWS. And let's take a quick break, Jimmy, and we'll have Alan up next. We've got another caller as well. We'll do that next. We've got Katie Champion, American Cancer Society, and then Jim Dye in the 10 o'clock hour. All straight ahead on Penny for Your Thoughts.
I'm Michael Kaiser. Join us on Sports Talk tonight live from Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign. We'll talk with former Illini football player Ty Washington and more right at 5 here on DWS.
Back on Penny for Your Thoughts. The reason I'm playing that is because this is the day in 1975. The run ended for 1 week. The number one song in the country, Frankie Valli, My Eyes Adored You, 1975. And by the way, one other note, too, I failed to mention earlier. 50 years ago today, the first Red Lobster opened in Lakeland, Florida. How about that? Use that around the water cooler today. All right, let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing well. Hey, a couple things real quick. Hey, I really enjoyed listening to Deion Thomas and you two games. I like Deion doing a good job. Enjoyed that. 75, when it came to music, I think that'd be the mean average of the best music on the planet, plus or minus 10 years from there.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. But I'm calling you about Tarpon Springs.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad lives down in Pensacola, and I got a bunch of friends in the Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete area. So we drive back and forth. I probably went through Tarpon Springs and took that boardwalk trip about 5 times. Great time. If anybody wants to see what a real tourist trap is, they should walk that. I mean, the only thing they don't have is a shepherd's hook.
Yeah, it's it is a tourist trap. Yeah, my wife warned me. She said, now this is a tourist trap. And it was like, yes, it is. I mean, it's
every
fun, though.
Feet.
You know, yeah.
Oh, yeah, every 30 feet somebody's trying to drag you into their business, every door for that matter. But the food is excellent, excellent. But the best thing about it, when you walk down on your left, the very first business is a Cuban cigar shop.
Yep.
This guy who owns it, what a guy. He came over many, many years ago, and he knew Castro intimately. Hates Castro. Hates communists. And loves Trump. In fact, I was able to buy a MAGA hat to go with a couple dozen cigars. It
wow.
was a beautiful stop.
From that guy or just on
that guy? That's all he had was MAGA hats and cigars.
Wow.
And it wasn't a big pronounced thing. Don't get me wrong, but he had them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting.
To talk to him, I spent probably 30 minutes in there and generally catch up. I got a good Spanish buddy, and they got to know each other, so he remembers me. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, love it.
It was great. A lot of Greek restaurants. And obviously the sponge industry is where they made all their money.
Yeah, who knew, right? Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Well, I'll never look at sponges the same again.
Right.
Now that I know where they're from, but
and just the hint, there's two basic types. One's the fluffy type. And
yeah.
One's the coarse type, and you think, wow, that coarse one really clean you up good. It's way too coarse. Might as well take, a sledgehammer when all you need is a tap. So
yeah.
Well,
see, I thought a sponge was a sponge, but I guess there's wool sponges, silk sponges, yellow sponges. There's all kinds of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Well, yeah, it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I'd never been there, so that was that was pretty neat to see.
The drive between Pensacola down to that area, because once you hit Tarpon Springs, you start getting into, suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
But between there, it's nothing like the rest of Florida because it's a more rocky coastline. and, you know, there's no beaches, and it becomes more natural area. But it's a beautiful drive, but very, very slow.
That's interesting. I've never made that drive. I've driven across the Panhandle and up each coast, but not that way. So,
Yep.
Well, good. Well, thank you, Mark.
Okay, Brian. Take care.
Yep, that's good info. Thank you. I remember that. Pensacola down to Tarpon Springs. 9:31. Alan is with us here. Hi, Alan.
Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, you talk about the Yankees and all that. I used to be the opposite. I used to be a Yankees, huge Yankees fan when I was a kid, and the Cardinals hated it because they beat us in 1964 World Series. And I don't know why I fell in love with the Yankees, because I think they was on TV all the time, even on the old black and white. In fact, even one year, they were on every Saturday and Sunday afternoon with Pee Wee Reese and Dizzy Dean.
Yep, that's right.
And Falstaff was their main sponsor.
What was their main sponsor?
Falstaff.
Oh, Falstaff. Yeah, yeah. Didn't sure. Didn't Harry Carey advertise that? Too?
No. If he did, he would have got himself in trouble with Bush, because he's working for Bush.
Well,
at the time.
That's right. Yeah, with the Cardinals, but I'm thinking later with the White Sox.
But, maybe he did. Yeah. That's possible. But anyway. I fell in love with guys like Yogi Berra and Mickey Mantle and those guys until they got old. And I even stuck with them when they were real bad in the 60s until George Steinbrenner bought them. And then I got all excited about the Yankees then, and you know how they won. But I think I just got real tired of the way George Steinbrenner did things. I didn't think that was the right way of doing baseball. And about that time, I was old enough to start going to Cardinal games, so it all kind of changed.
Yeah.
Changed over.
Well, they've got a lot of, you know, obviously the great tradition, all the winning they've done, but on the roof of their spring training facility is the little pennant flags of all the years they've won world championships, whatever it is, 27 or 28.
Got a lot
and,
of them.
And they're all up there. So
Well, they ought to be.
Yeah, it's impressive. Thanks, Alan.
Yep. Bye.
Good to visit with you. News headlines with Michael Kaiser. Katie Champion's going to pop on here next for a few minutes. Coaches versus Cancer with the American Cancer Society. Really neat event. I've been blessed to be a part of the first few years, and it's growing this year. And we'll tell you more about that coming up in a couple of minutes. More open line after that. And then Jim Dye with us for an open line second hour with Jim Dye from the editorial staff at the News Gazette Media. We've got Michael Kaiser up next with news headlines.
Today at NewsGazette.com, Tate Lines Unedited, the podcast featuring Lauren Tate's memories of Bruce Weber is Illinois' basketball coach.
All right, welcome back. Penny, for your thoughts rolling on. Appreciate the phone calls early. Just got back from my trip to Florida, so if you have any advice on things I should try in the future down in Florida, feel free to pass those along. Was in Tarpon Springs, was in Clearwater. We were there. Yes, we were there with all the spring breakers, but they operate at different hours than we do. I can tell you that. We're not up at 2 a.m. like they are. But fortunately, we were up pretty high on the ninth floor, so we didn't hear a lot of that. Let's break up Facebook. We have an email. Says, how silly is that? Facebook is a voluntary social media site. It's not a necessity. When a company tries to corner the market on needed resources, oil, steel, even computer operating software, then maybe they need to be reined in. There are plenty of social media choices with which to talk with friends and family. I hear Facebook is for older folks anyway. The kids are already moving on to other sites. Maybe all internet sites should be regulated as to what data they can accumulate and what they can do with that data. A lot of this has to do with Mark Zuckerberg and the reaction to all that happened with the mining information, I guess. Trump campaign, also the Obama campaign previously involved in that, and Facebook facing some heat for that when it comes to private information. So that's kind of the story there. If you have any comments on that, we can talk more about that in a few minutes. Jim Dye will join me and explain it all as well in the second hour. Let me tell you about the Beef House quickly. It's a great time to head to Covington, Indiana, as college basketball is in full swing. Of course, we have the Sweet 16 starting tonight. You can head to the Beef House for the great menu items, mouth-watering steaks, tender chicken, great-tasting pork and seafood and pasta. You'll notice the different cuts of beef, by the way, when you walk into the Beef House. In the display case, you'll notice that right away. And, of course, the aroma of the steaks cooking and being made, you can smell that as soon as you pull in the parking lot there at the Beef House. But they've got all kinds of food, not just steak, chicken. You've got a kids' menu, of course. Beef House is right across the state line in Indiana. The other thing you have to remember when you're planning a trip over there is that they're on Eastern time. So they're an hour ahead. So if you say, I want to meet you at 6 o'clock at the Beef House for dinner, well, make sure they know it's Eastern time. So just get that fixed. But you gain the hour coming back. But you know what I mean. But it's exit 4 off of I-74. Great place to enjoy a meal, the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. One of the events I've been involved with in recent years, and we started this with the Coaches versus Cancer events when John Gross was here a few years ago, and Tim Beckman and some of the other coaches at the time. Now, of course, it's Lovie Smith and Brad Underwood and Coach Fay of the women's team. Coach Boland was involved before he, of course, departed. But we've had a great event going on, Coaches versus Cancer. We have our fifth annual event coming up. Katie Champion is here from the American Cancer Society. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
You're number five.
Yes. Yeah.
This has grown, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It has continued to grow every single year, and we're so thankful for the support of the community and the coaches and all of our volunteers that work year-round to put this together.
Now, this event, the first 4 years, it grew from it was a really nice event the first year, and then it exponentially has grown. I mean, what did we raise last year?
So last year we raised about $70,000, mm-hmm. Which was fantastic. We sold out in less than 10 minutes last year, mm-hmm. and had 460 attendees. So it was absolutely a terrific event last year.
So when Brad Underwood and Nancy Fay came on board, they were saying, hey, let's make this even bigger. So you're moving the event this year, right?
We are. We made the decision to move to Gordyville, USA, in Gifford this year and do a complete Western theme. It's a kick in cancer event with coaches. We're very lucky to have four coaches hosting the event this year, mm-hmm. Coach Underwood, Coach Fay, Coach Hartlib, and Coach Small.
And that'll be up at Gordyville, which is if people have not been there, it's a big place, which means you're expecting a lot of people, right?
Yes. We already have sold 20 more tables than last year. We have about 9 more left to sell. So we're hoping to have another sellout event this year.
So how can we help here with this? Can people, if they want to come, can they just buy a ticket?
Absolutely. We have a website, coachesversuscancerillinois.com, where you can buy a table or purchase individual tickets.
Mm-hmm. And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $75 a piece or $600 for a table of 8.
Mm-hmm. And up there, you're not just going to eat. There's all kinds of different things. Give us some of the surrounding events, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. We are going to have such a fun year this year. We have a mechanical bull. We have a roping demonstration with the U of I Rodeo Club. We have live entertainment. We have some really unique auction items, live and silent. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a program with the coaches, including a Q&A.
And what's great about with the coaches being involved, they can offer unique things that you can't really get anywhere else in some of these auction items, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we have some really unique experiences for auction, like a golf package with Coach Underwood, a pedal bar ride with Coach Underwood. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to be a fun event with lots of interaction with the coaches.
So all of the money benefiting American Cancer Society. Tell us why this is you've been with the organization how many years now?
I've been with the organization about 12 and a half years, mm-hmm. and it truly is personal for so many of us, and myself included. I lost my mom to breast cancer when I was 16, and obviously felt really lost after that happened. And my aunt got involved with the American Cancer Society quickly after and exposed me to Relay for Life. And I fell in love with the mission of the American Cancer Society. I did my internship with ACS and have been very happily working with them for almost the last 13 years because I believe in where the money goes and what we're able to do in our communities
with
the American Cancer
It's a great
Society.
Cause. And I know the over at the U of I, the coaches are so cooperative and so supportive. That really helps make it work, right?
Oh, my gosh. We are so thankful for the support of the coaches and the DIA. We truly mm-hmm. could not have this event without that support.
Well, I don't know if we've given the date yet. Let's give the date. Wednesday.
Yeah, that's important.
That's important. Wednesday, April 11th,
yes,
right?
Yes, Wednesday, April 11th. Mm-hmm. The VIP tailgate will start at 4:30, and our doors will officially open at 5:30.
All right, up in Gordyville.
Yes.
Will ticket sales go for an extended time until you sell out, or can...
Until we sell out, yes. Mm-hmm. I do think that we will be close to selling out, if not selling out. So get your tickets today if you're interested in attending.
All right. Interested in sponsorships or whatever, they should... And any number they should call?
Yes, absolutely. They can reach me at 217-523-4683.
All right. Repeat that one more time.
523-4683.
4683. And the website?
Is coachesvscancerillinois.com.
Okay. So check all that out. That'll be coming up on April the 11th.
Yes.
Up in Gordyville.
Yes, and thank you, Brian, for being our MC again this year. We are grateful for your support.
You're very welcome. Glad to help. It really has grown, and it's for a great cause, and it's a lot of fun. So we're looking forward. And people can wear, you don't have to wear a cowboy hat, but it's a Western theme, so
absolutely
feel free to wear some boots or something.
Right? We like to call it a casual Western.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. All right. Hey, Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have fun with that, and I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up. We're at 9:47. More open line, and then Jim Dye joins me in the rest of the show today. What's on your mind today? Give us a call, 356-9397. Email us, talk@wdws.com, or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. What about this Facebook story, huh? What do you think? Mining for information, how private is it? We share a lot of information on there, all of that. There's been some uproar over that in recent days. In fact, the stock prices for Facebook fell right after the news of that, and Mark Zuckerberg's been all over TV. If you turn on a TV set, he's on it. So we'll continue with more open line here on Penny for Your Thoughts.
I'm Michael Kaiser. Join us on Sports Talk tonight, live from Scotty's Brewhouse in Champaign. We'll talk with former Illini football player Ty Washington and more right at 5 here on DWS.
Welcome back, Penny for Your Thoughts. Had a little spring training report earlier. Personal accounting of my trip down to Florida. Enjoyed that. Getting used to the cold again here. 34 degrees here in Champaign. Drove through the snowstorm. I think it was in, yesterday it was in four states in one day. But made it back to Illinois, back in the penny chair today. Glad you're with us here on A Penny for Your Thoughts, 356-9397. Thank you to Katie Champion for coming in. American Cancer Society, big event on April the 11th up at Gordyville. So make sure if you want to be a part of that to contact them. Let's go to Larry. Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. There's an old thing.
That's okay. It's a habit. That's okay.
Hey, I wanted to give a heads up to the Champaign Police for their cooperation yesterday. My sister-in-law, who's 77, got called by this guy that was going to the old IRS scam.
Oh, yeah?
And she needed us to get – we met her at the bank anyway. Make a long story short, Champaign Police came out. Officer McLaren, he was fantastic. Down to talk to her and talk to the guys that are trying to get this money from her on the phone. And I just wanted to give a heads up to the Champaign Police because they don't get a lot of credit sometimes, and those guys do a damn good job.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff like that goes unreported, you know. You know, and you just helped report it, so that's great.
Yeah, and I just, you know, the older listeners out there, if somebody calls and tells you they're the IRS and they're going to come arrest you, that's not going to happen. The IRS will just keep your money, keep adding interest on it. They will never come out and arrest you.
Well, I think the IRS, the only way they contact you is through the mail, right?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
But Dave McLaren, the officer that came out, was super. He spent a few minutes talking to my sister-in-law and settled her down and got on the phone and talked to the guys on the phone and told them to knock it off. But we'll see how it goes. But I appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, no problem, Larry. Good. That's a great story. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
I remember hearing from I know the IRS contacts you through the mail because this was 30 years ago. I was, I don't know, in my 20s, I guess. And, you know, I didn't know how to report income or taxes or any of that sort of thing, and I forgot there was something I forgot to report. It was just total silliness on my part. I didn't even think about it. I didn't write it down, and I don't know how in the world. I was just a little small fish in the sea, but they sent me a letter saying, hey, you owe us whatever it was, $300 or $400, and at the time when I'm in my mid-20s and I'm doing minor league baseball, and I'm not making more than, you know, $600 a month. That was a lot of money. But that scared me to death. I was like, what? How did the IRS find me? But, yeah, they don't call. I mean, they contact you through the mail is my understanding, unless that's changed. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian, this is Don Schaefer from Charleston. I met you at the Eastern Illinois game. You were from Tolono, and I was from Pasotum, but that's neither here nor there.
That's right, yeah, Southern Champaign County.
That's right. You were down at the Yankee game. My grandson-in-law is Chad Green. Did you happen to see him pitch from Effingham?
I did not. Not that I know of.
He's a long reliever for the Yankees, and he was up all last year, and he's going with them this year starting out. So, but I've learned a lot of things from him about big league baseball that I didn't know. For instance, he has to pay income tax in every state that he plays in. So there must be some giant accountant in the up in the clouds that keeps all that.
Yeah, as a broadcaster with the California Angels, Anaheim Angels, I had to do that too.
but it's really interesting. And his wife's my granddaughter. They're from Effingham. They were high school sweethearts. And they're going to Toronto. Well, she's going back to New York to get their apartment set up. And then he's flying in Monday morning because season's over, spring training's over on Sunday. And then she goes with him every place she goes. But she can tell some real stories about how wives are treated and so forth by the Yankees. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, so they're treated they're treated well, I guess.
They are treated so well by the Yankees. It's phenomenal. But anyway, you watch for Chad. He's a middle reliever.
Okay.
Last year he was, let me see, 5-1, I think, as a middle reliever. But he struck out about twice as many as innings pitched. And they're really high on him. So we'll see how that goes.
That's a good – have you been to spring training games in Tampa then?
Yes. Last year we were down Tampa. Went to spring training games, watched him pitch. I watched him pitch in AAA over in Indianapolis once, and then we flew. The first game he pitched was in 2016. First game he started was in Phoenix, and we all flew out there to watch him pitch his first game. He got beat, but he went 5 innings, and here's little old Chad Green from Effingham, Illinois, and 45,000 people, you know, walks out there, takes the ball, and away he goes.
Isn't that cool?
So anyway, you just watch for Chad Green.
I will do that. Yeah, and that stadium, that's impressive. Steinbrenner Field, I like it.
It is. It sure is. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Don, I saw him down at the Eastern Illinois game, the charity game we had down there for disaster relief that Eastern Illinois won. But it didn't count, right? We're at 356-9397, but it was a good experience and for a great cause. And interesting, I'd never done a game at Lance Gym, so that was a first for me. Let's go back to the phones. Ted. Hey, Ted, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back. Good place to eat right off Del Mabry by, the Yankees play right there off Del Mabry?
Yep.
La Terracita, I'm sure you can Google it. $6, humongous plate of Cuban food. All the Cubans hang out there.
Really?
Not the cleanest place. Not the cleanest place, but
yeah.
I've never gotten sick. And again, $6, and it's just overheaping with plantains, black beans, rice, and then your meat and onions, but whatnot.
Well,
Real quick before break. I know you're getting ready to hang up. You said sponges are only made in Tarpon Springs or grown in Tarpon Springs. This is tongue in cheek. They're also made in Washington. They turn the good Americans of all colors and races into sponges by giving them free stuff, and it's just sad.
A little political humor there. Yeah.
Well, it's sad. It's not the people's fault. You know, free housing, free rent, free this, free that, and just a new form of slavery is all it is.
Well, we got a big budget they're trying to pass, so they're working on it. I guess a $1.3 trillion.
Yep.
So good luck.
I'll let you go. You're on break.
Thank you, Ted.
Welcome back.
Yep. Thank you. Good to be back. 9:58 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Glad you're with us. Jim Dye will join us in hour number two. Tomorrow we're going to talk with a couple of representatives for a few minutes about the Tom Jones Challenger League. And then we're working on, and I got to nail this down if I can, Barry Hauser, director of the Marching Illini, they were over in Ireland. And I'm trying to nail down maybe some time with him tomorrow in the second hour to talk about that trip, which I think it'd be pretty cool to learn all the things they did over there. And then next week, middle of the week, we'll have Peter Fox on for a little bit during the first hour. next week, and I've got some other guests that are percolating out there as we work our way through the springtime. 9:59 here at News Talk 1400 DWS. Was it really 50 years ago the Red Lobster opened? Huh. Lakeland, Florida was where the first one is. Just got back from Florida. Was telling, if you just joined us, about the different ballparks I've been to now in Florida. I had done almost all of the ballparks out in spring training in Arizona back 20 years ago when I was with the Angels, and they've added some new ones since then. But, boy, there's some really nice minor league ballparks. Been to the Cardinals one at Roger Dean, which is very nice. They share with the Miami Marlins, by the way. There's two teams that play there, and a lot of teams do that. They'll share a minor league facility or a training camp facility. But the Yankees, it's right across the street from where the Tampa Bay Bucks play. It's right there. If you ever get a chance, it's very, very nice. All right, the news is next here at 10. WDWS, Champaign Urbana, Jim Dye in hour number two.
On News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
All right, welcome back. We're at 10:08, hour number two, Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. Glad you're with us wherever you might be listening. A lot of people stream. They're in their cars, houses, garages, out walking. Wherever you might be listening, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for being tuned to WDWS News Talk 1400. Busy morning today. Just got back from my trip to Florida with my wife, Leanne. Jim Dye is here, and he's going on vacation. Where are you going? I was at spring training in Florida. You're going?
I'm going to spring training in Arizona, and I must say, I hope I come back with a better tan than what you have. You look white as a sheet.
I am. People have told me I look sunburned.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, I sat out at two, spring training parks. But I was in the shade for a lot of them.
All right. You must have been pretty pale before you got your current.
I was, yeah. I was.
Languid tan.
I had my wintertime tan. So who are you going to go see?
Well, we're obviously going to go see the Cubs, and I just want to go on record as saying that I am a Cardinals fan, but the friend who arranged the trip is a Cubs fan, so he decided to go send us to Arizona, so that's what we're going to do. We did the same thing last year, and we'll probably see about three or four different teams. Yeah. Last year we saw the Mariners and the Reds, the Cubs, and the Padres.
Padres.
I mean, there are so
out
many
there.
Teams out down there that, and so many different parks. The one thing is, though, the Cubs are such a hot team that really it's easier to get to see the Cubs play if you go to other parks because the Cubs stadium is generally sold out.
You can't get in. You have to go see them play somebody else. Yeah, it's amazing those spring training parks, how big they've gotten.
Oh, they're really nice. It's major league all the way, including the prices. You're not getting any price breaks by going to a minor league ball game.
No, that's right. But, and you're going at the right time because the regulars are playing more as we get closer to the start of the season in a week.
Well, I hope so.
You see a lot of the
regulars.
But
you never know.
Yeah.
Last year I saw a lot of guys I never heard of.
Yeah. How are the Cardinals going to do? Are you optimistic?
I've been following the statistics, and I must say I'm not too happy about what the Cardinal regulars are hitting in spring training. I don't think I see anybody to speak of who's in 300, the outfield, Pham Mizuda or whatever his name is, the new guy, and Fowler. None of those guys are hitting close to 300. Yeah. So, you got to score runs in this game, and I haven't seen anything so far that makes me feel very good about that.
Trying to get Carpenter healthy.
Yeah, he's back playing again, and I think he got off to a pretty good start. But I don't know. It's like every year. You just have to wait and see how it goes. Everybody's hopeful, and almost everybody ends up losing. So we'll see who's I hope the Cardinals have a good year. I mean, they've obviously, since 2000, they've been terrific, but they haven't made the playoffs in the past 2 years, and that's time for them to do it. But, the Cubs are good, and I see the Phillies have been signing some expensive free agents, and I'm not sure if that's just kind of rearranging the deck chairs in the Titanic or if they really think they're going to have something.
Well, that's interesting to me because when you like games with the Pirates or some of these teams that aren't going to be any good this year, it pretty much they're going to be at the bottom. And yet you go to these games and they're packed.
And I'm thinking, you know, your team really doesn't have a chance. But
well, they don't know it yet. But wait till the first month of the season's over, then they can draw their own conclusions.
That's right.
Well, I think the Pirates, who've been a contender the last few years, are going through a rebuild, aren't they?
And oh, yeah.
I thought Philadelphia was going through a rebuild, too, but they are signing these expensive free agents, including Arrieta. So I don't know if they actually have some designs on the division or not. I think the Cubs have to be the favorite, and the Cubs and the
Brewers.
The Brewers have also made some moves.
Yeah. All right. Well, we could talk baseball all hour, but I don't know if people
want
to hear
that. It's so much more fun to talk about baseball than it is to talk about politics in Illinois.
It is. But that was while I was gone, the election happened. Primary election.
Sure did, Tuesday. And did you vote?
I voted early.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got it in before I left. Okay. But got my first email. There's a lot of emails you got from all these candidates. But I like this. Et tu, Brutus? Beware the Ives of March. I got that from the Democratic Committee. I guess they're doing a little take on...
Et tu, Brutus.
Brutus, yeah.
Et tu, Brute. I think they need to refine that.
Well, they're saying Brutus.
They're
making fun of Rauner.
Okay, good for them.
But that's a good...
That's the level to which our politics have sunk in Illinois. You know, that's the best they can do.
Yeah. Was that closer with Jeannie Ives than people thought?
As Election Day got... First of all, yes, it was closer than what I expected it to be, and it was closer than Bruce Rauner expected it to be. But you could tell that he was starting to worry as primary day got closer because his attack ads switched from Pritzker, and they were taking a toll on Pritzker, and he had to drop that and go after Ives with what I thought was a completely dishonest advertising campaign saying she was Mike Madigan's choice. I mean, that's silly. But he was worried, and 51-49 was not a big vote of confidence in the incumbent. That's for sure. He's got a lot of fences to mend.
And it seemed to me, and you mind this stuff, and you and Tom Kasich and others do this a lot deeper than I do, but Pritzker, I forget what the percentage was, but it looked to me like the combination of the Biss voters and the Kennedy voters would have beaten him combined.
Right.
But and that many people in the race.
Well, he won a substantial plurality, but not a majority.
Yeah.
And I think the Democrats are so revved up about taking back the total power in Illinois, meaning the legislature and the executive as well as the judiciary, that they're going to get behind. Pritzker pretty heavily, and it remains to be seen if the Republicans will do the same behind Rauner.
Interesting column today, I think it was Tom Kasich had, about Rauner and Erica Herold kind of needing each other, in a sense, needing each other's voters, I guess. Is that?
Well, I think that's probably true. Yeah, I don't know how Erica translates into this race, because she's this also comes down to a race thing. See, if the Democrats had nominated a white attorney general candidate like Pat Quinn, I think she really could have mined Cook County for the black vote. Now, she can still do that because she's an outstanding candidate. But, you know, most black voters in Cook County are Democrats, and so I think they would be inclined to stick with Raul, although she can maybe peel off some of them. But, you know, it's tough for a Republican to win statewide in Illinois. According to some of the studies I've seen, what you really need is you need a strong Republican candidate to run against a weak Democratic candidate for the Republican to eke out a narrow victory, best example being Bruce Rauner and Pat Quinn 4 years ago, or Judy Barr Topinka against the Republican candidate, or the Democratic candidate she ran against 4 years ago. That was a weak Democrat, and she won that race. But otherwise, the Democrat has a huge advantage in Illinois. All the Democrat has to be is basically competent. Both as a office holder and as a candidate, and they should win handily.
Yeah, and I think part of what Tom was driving at was the conservative vote that turned against Rauner.
Right.
Would they be on the Republican ballot with, voting Republican for Erica Herold and then Governor Rauner? Can he get some of those back, I guess?
Well, I think Erica Herold can certainly get those votes, as well as independents and even Democrats. Mm-hmm. But it remains to be seen what Rauner can do. You know, the conservatives were skeptical of Rauner 4 years ago because he said, I'm not a social conservative. I'm an economic conservative, and Illinois has to be fixed from a fiscal standpoint. And he's absolutely right about that. But he hasn't fixed Illinois from a physical standpoint. fiscal standpoint, because for a lot of reasons. And he, you know, in their view, he betrayed them on by signing the taxpayer-funded abortion bill. So, you know, those people don't really forgive easily. They just soon lose and have Mike Madigan rule forever as have an impure Republican holding office.
Oh, so it was a big night for Mike Madigan.
It was a big night for Mike Madigan. You know, he sustained one loss, which was the his guy for assessor in Cook County, Joe Berrios, who lost. And, you know, he's the guy that oversees the what I would call the crooked property tax assessment business there that enriches lawyers. But aside from that, Mike Madigan had a very excellent night.
All right, we're going to take a break. Jim Dye is with us for the whole hour. If you'd like to call us, you've got comments, whether it's baseball or Illinois politics or whatever you want to talk about, we'll continue with
Let's talk about baseball.
We can do that, yeah. And Jim Dye is a big Cardinal fan, so we can get into that. But he'll be with me the whole hour. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us talk@wdws.com. We'll come back with more after this. Welcome back. Sunny and 34 degrees, 1021. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts. We had Katie Champion on for a few minutes in the first hour. A lot of good conversation about the trip to Florida I took. I was down in Tarpon Springs. Have you ever been to Tarpon Springs?
I have not.
It's where they harvest all the sponges that you use. Yeah.
Did you get any sponges?
I got one, yeah. Actually, I did. I mean, they're like every store you walk by. A lot of that, and one of our callers mentioned Cuban cigars.
Okay.
There's a guy there that... knew Castro and did not like Castro, but left
his
there.
Cigars.
And he got his cigars, apparently. But, he's selling them. And
I've heard a lot about Cuban cigars, but I'm afraid if I inhaled one, I'd probably pass out.
And then also in the Tampa airport, there's an area there when you go to the main counter where it says direct flight to Havana. And you got a whole section right there. You just fly to Havana.
Okay.
Nonstop from Tampa. So.
Well, it's not much of a flight.
Not much of a flight.
One time when I flew from Champaign to St. Louis. I mean, I got there like in 15 minutes. I was stunned.
Yeah, you been on either coast of Florida much? Up and
you
down?
Know, I've been to Tampa. I've been to Cape Canaveral. But, you know, I'm no expert on Florida, that's for sure.
Okay. There's a lot of people down there.
There are a lot.
And no state income tax.
That's why all the athletes go to a lot of them go to Florida. A lot of them go to Nevada, too, and Texas.
And they're just not playing for the Marlins. They're going elsewhere.
The kind of money they make, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Let's go to Richard on the phone. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Brian, and good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Well, Jim, I want to address my topic to you because as a journalist, I think you may be able to, put a bug in J.B. Pritzker's ear since he won the primary and is going to run against Rauner. By the way, I'm a very staunch ultra-conservative, and I will never vote for Rauner because of what he did. And another issue that Jeannie raised, essentially, she didn't raise it specifically in an ad, but Rauner's technique with Madigan went absolutely nowhere. If anything, he caused him to bristle and say, over my dead body, will you get what you want, Mr. Rauner? And we've seen the stalemate in Springfield because of it. Here's the thing that I wanted to address Mr. Pritzker. He says that Illinois needs a progressive tax on the wealthy. And I want you to tell him, I know a guy in Tuscola, his name is Richard, and he's going to vote for you if you will actually do something progressive as far as tax is concerned. And here's my point. There are 17 billionaires listed in the state of Illinois at the end of 2016. In aggregate, they have assets in excess of $52 billion. I went through a scale starting at 40% for the wealthiest guy who has $9.1 billion, down to those who have $1.5 billion, and they're only being taxed at 22%. If they had a one-time wealth tax, not an income tax, but a wealth tax imposed upon them, it would garner $15.64 billion, which they could apply to our state's debt, get us back to zero, and then we could really progress and make some headway. And you can lace this request to Mr. Pritzker by quoting essentially what our former president said when he said, "You didn't build that." You know, Mr. Pritzker didn't earn that money; he inherited it. And I would say, not only did you not work for that, you don't need that. Do you need $1,000,000,000 in order to live in this state? No. So anyway, that's
right.
What I got to say.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay. Appreciate well, it. I think he's kind of raising an interesting point. There is basically kind of semi-confiscation of the billionaire's wealth and applying it to the state debt. I think he mentioned it would raise $15 billion. Well, I got to tell you, that's a drop in the bucket. In terms of Illinois' debt, Illinois' pension debt is $130 billion. And, you know, we've got about $10 billion in unpaid bills, and then we have, you know, another $5 or $6 billion, I guess, in just this year's budget deficit, yeah. Or maybe it's $4 billion. So I think the point about progressive income taxes that should be considered by everyone is that if you're really going to have a progressive income tax that's going to raise the kind of money that Pritzker is talking about spending with his various programs, in addition to Illinois' debts, you're going to have to tax middle-income people. There just aren't enough people who earn $1 million a year or $1 billion a year to generate the kind of revenue that is necessary to, like he said, get Illinois back to even.
That's where all the money is, because there's just more people.
Yeah, Illinois doesn't have.
Yeah.
There's far more people in the middle income areas than there are at these super levels. You know, Pritzker is a billionaire, but that doesn't mean he makes $1 billion in income every year.
Well, the one thing I've never been, and this is politics, just throw it out. I'm just talking math and personal feelings.
Yeah.
If I'm taxing J.B. Pritzker a ton of money, how does that help me if I'm living paycheck to paycheck? I mean, what does that do for me?
Well, it doesn't do much for you,
does
except
it make
for
me
the fact
does
that
it, make
it
me feel
generates
good?
More revenue to run the state. Maybe you send your money goes down to your the schools where you send your kids, or it funds the pension that your pension program that your wife is enrolled in, or it helps pay for paving streets that you drive on.
But isn't a lot of what drives it when politicians use that? Isn't it just envy? Class
envy? Oh, sure. Well, there's always the question.
Come on. Yeah, take it from him, but what does that do for me?
Well, you know,
am I going to get his money?
Don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that fellow behind the tree. That's, you know, that's the old joke about it.
I've just never understood
that. But I think
that,
the caller also mentioned an interesting point, and that's a big thing for Rahner, is that he said, no way I'm going to vote for Rahner. So I guess he's either going to sit it out or vote for Pritzker. And every non-vote for Rahner is a vote for the Democrats. And it's also a vote for Mike Madigan to gerrymander the legislature in 2018 and give Democrats control through 2032. So Republicans need to think very seriously. You know, if they're so intent on going after Rahner for his betrayals, you know, how much are they going to cut their nose off to spite their face, I guess I would say.
Let's go to James next on Penny. Good morning, James.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
How are you?
Well, I'm feeling better. I was looking through my collection of photographs, and I found a photograph of the old Deluxe Tavern and Billiards.
Yeah, how about that? You know, you can go get a fish sandwich at
Dublin's.
Yeah, Dublin O'Neill's.
I bought the Friday News Gazette and didn't read it till Saturday morning. I was like, wow, they're closing down, man. I got to go get my last fish sandwich, man. So I went across the street, took a picture, and I kept the newspaper article. And you know, it was a part of my life, man.
Yeah, I've had a few deluxe fish sandwiches myself.
Yeah.
So, and another article that I kept from the News Gazette, of all people, was Urbana's Criminal Hill.
Okay.
And it's fascinating, you know.
So what was that?
He's referring to a neighborhood in Urbana that the cops used to refer to as Criminal Hill because they had a lot of calls for service there.
That's because they used to have stills back in the Depression and Prohibition.
Okay.
It's a fascinating article.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad, does it?
That newspaper article.
So what year was that one from?
Almost a year ago.
No, but I mean the original. Was there an original article you had or just a copy of it?
Well, it's from the newspaper almost a year ago, 2008.
Okay. Well, it was like 10 years ago, but yeah, okay.
And I'm really happy where I live now, man. I'm all the way at the East End.
Yeah. Well, good. Well,
I'm in Carroll Edition, man.
All right. Thanks, James.
You don't play no games around here, man.
Okay. Thank you, James. I'm not sure where he was going there.
Yeah, I know. He just had a beer along with his fish sandwich.
Slippery slope. All right. Let me tell you about the call to action here. Spring is in the air, we think, although it's going to snow this weekend. But spring is in the air. The market's heating up. The Starwald Group would like to offer you a free, no-obligation home evaluation, even if you're not thinking about moving. If you or anyone you know would like a free home evaluation, call Steve or Pam Starwald, the Starwald Group, husband and wife team, at the folks at Keller Williams today, 239-7156. Steve and Pam both grew up in the Champaign-Urbana area, graduated locally. They know the area very well. They can help you selling, buying, home inspection, appraisal, closings. Steve and Pam will be with you the entire way. You can Google them. Just Google Starwald, and it'll pop up. It's like first or second on the front page there when you Google it. The Starwald Group at Keller Williams. You can Google Starwald, Google Steve and Pam, Google Pam and Steve. I think if you Google Pam and Steve, she's actually ahead of Steve as far as that goes. But here's the number, 239-7156. Get a free, no-obligation home evaluation. Even if you're not thinking about moving, it's a call to action from Steve and Pam Starwald, our friends there. We're at 10:31. We got Michael Kaiser with news headlines. Jim Dye with me up till the top of the hour. Tomorrow, we'll talk with some representatives. Tom Jones Challenger League from Kiwanis, which is a great organization. It's been fun to be a part of that. Tell you about their season coming up. And then maybe Barry Hauser. We'll see with the Marching Illini. We're working on that. We'll come back with more after this for the news. Penny, for your thoughts rolling on here on this Thursday. Gee, it feels like Monday. I don't know why.
Didn't feel like Monday to me. I know why, because you just got back.
That's right. It's 10:36, and we're at 39 degrees. Back to the phones here. We've got a couple of texts, too. Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, Jim, I was wondering, you mentioned spring training. You do know it's over on Sunday in Arizona, right?
I know we're going to some games. I haven't checked the schedule, but... So I think we're going to be okay.
I was going to say, because you mentioned it, because they break in camp on Sunday. They're starting to do a couple games in Florida, then north. But also, someone mentioned the deluxe fish sandwich. They're really good, but boy, they're charging $12 for a sandwich.
I didn't know that. Well, they're going to strike while this is is a great example of supply and demand, huh?
Yes, definitely. I have a hard time believing they're going to pull it off the menu after Lent is over, considering how popular it's
been. Maybe they'll lower the price. $12. Woo. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was worth it, though, right?
I'll tell you what. Brian and I will go down there, and we'll just split one.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
Have a good day, guys. That's fine. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. I just got back from Florida. Jim's heading to Arizona. That's why the spring training reference.
He's got me a little concerned now. I might have to cancel my trip.
The baseball season starts, I think, a week from today, and all the teams are playing on the same day for the first time since 1968.
You know, I got to tell you, I cannot stand April baseball in the major leagues. It is just too cold.
Because you get the great crowds on the first day, and then the second and third day, there's nobody there.
You know, I've been
it's
to
too cold
of,
in a lot of those.
I've been to a couple of opening days at Comiskey Park, and you freeze to death. I mean, and it's the same thing with Illini baseball most of the time. I mean, I love to go to baseball, but I don't want to go out there and have icicles coming out of my nose.
Well, Dave Lone, he's
had
a lot of
man.
Icicles. Yeah,
but he's got about four different pair of long underwear on
and
a space heater, earmuffs. Yeah. And that's not headphones he's got on. Those are earmuffs.
All right, let's see. Back to the phones here. Mike joins us with Jim Dye. Hey, good morning, Mike.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Don't forget about the White Sox. You guys are always talking about the Cubs.
Yeah.
The Sox play the Cardinals this year. I'm going to go down to I haven't been down to the new stadium in St. Louis, so.
Oh, you'll like that. It's very nice.
I'm going to go down and watch.
No, that would be fun. You know, I follow the Sox.
The Sox are a year away.
You think so? Because I have a Sox fan friend who says maybe this year they'll compete.
Yeah, I don't want them to compete.
You want them to
here.
You want them to win, yeah. But they're about where the Cubs were, right? Rebuilding.
Exactly. They got some real young players. They got that hot shot from Cuba they signed. Actually, it came down from the Cardinals and the White Sox, and kind of a bidding war and unusual. The White Sox actually won once. But I want to ask a political question. It's kind of bizarre, but it's not unrealistic. It couldn't happen. With all the situation going with the porno star suing Trump, Playboy Bunny suing Trump, and then I think one of them was on his show. But anyway, with all that happening, and it's serious, and it's, say the First Lady has enough of it, puts a restraining order on him, what would happen?
You mean if Melania put a restraining order on Trump?
The president, right.
Now, that would be interesting. She'd go to court and she could get a... She could get an order barring him from their dwelling, which is the White House, and so therefore the president would be banned from the White House.
That'd be bizarre.
There you go. I don't see that happening. I suspect Melania probably went into this marriage with her eyes wide open, but I don't know that for sure. It is certainly interesting, and Trump has some eye-catching friends. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah, it's going to be on 60 Minutes. Sunday.
That's right. I mean, you know, because this is really important journalism.
Yeah, we got to do that.
And we got to get some really good close-ups of Stormy because it's important news.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call.
And it's a great name, isn't it? Stormy?
Stormy.
Stormy
Weather. That's not a real name, is it?
No, it's her first name is like Allison something, but I like Stormy Daniels better.
By the way, the Sweet 16 resuming tonight. The Loyola Ramblers, that's a big story.
And yes, it
if
is.
You look at the Chicago paper, what a great story. Porter Moser, who used to be the coach of Illinois State.
He did.
Got let go there and then kind of bounced around and wound up at Loyola.
He went to St. Louis U for 3 or 4 years, worked under
Rick Majerus.
Majerus, yeah. And said it was a great learning experience, and then he went to Loyola. And, you know, he's been at Loyola about 6 or 7 years, and he's been slowly building them up into what is a very competitive, very competitive team. So it's been actually great to see them do so well, especially in the way they won those last second shots. I mean, you know, you really can't beat the tournament for all this, the thrills and chills and the upsets. I mean, you know, you've got really good teams falling right and left. And it's this way every year, and that's why people love the tournament, and it's also why it's so hard to do a successful bracket.
Of course, I went out there and said, Virginia is going to win the whole thing.
They did. You know, actually, this is interesting because the last place in the world you would expect to find really good sports analysis is in the Wall Street Journal. And the day before Virginia played, a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal wrote a story that said, the way Virginia plays makes them, their slowdown style makes them uniquely vulnerable to an NCAA upset. Well, I thought that made a very good point. Because, you know, they shortened the game with that really deliberate offense. Mm-hmm. But I certainly didn't expect the retrievers of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yeah, and the only reason I was familiar with them was I was out at Liberty University. We were at NAIA school and then Division II.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Division II conference out there. I think it was the Mason-Dixon Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And in that league were teams like Radford, Randolph-Macon.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty University, Maryland, Baltimore County. Yeah. So I knew the retrievers.
Bill Self used to coach at Liberty. And, you know, I was watching that game, Virginia against, it said UMBC versus Virginia, and I'm thinking, who is UMBC? And I was thinking, well, is it University of Missouri? And they said, no, that doesn't make any sense. I never figured it out until after the game was over.
Now, Self coached at Tulsa.
He was at Oral Roberts. I should know better than to try to challenge you on basketball. Oral Roberts, you're absolutely right.
He was at Oral Roberts, then Tulsa.
Is there a difference between Oral Roberts and Liberty?
There's some difference, a little bit.
Liberty's a lot more liberal than Oral.
Real quick, Loyola and Nevada, that's two. We got the young man from Danville, and then we've got Ingram hit the big shot at the end.
Okay. He's from Danville?
Yeah, transferred up to Simeon and then And then you've got Caroline, right?
You've got Jordan Caroline at Nevada, and Jordan played at Central High School before he transferred to some school elsewhere to finish up his career there. And then he went to Southern Illinois, and he transferred to Nevada. And his granddad is J.C. Caroline, and his father is Simeon Rice. And I don't know why we didn't recruit him a long time ago.
Well, and Kansas State, by the way, plays tonight.
Got to see Bruce doing his histrionics on the sidelines.
He still moves around a lot.
He does. He yells and screams. I don't think anybody can hear him, but I guess he just has to do it.
Well, good for Bruce. And Bruce became a friend. I'm in a unique position because I get to know these guys.
No, Bruce is very likable.
Over a decade,
guy.
And we became friends. Yeah. And I'm just really happy for him.
Yeah, I was back in those days, I was covering Illinois for the Associated Press. And so, yeah, I had a lot of exposure to Bruce and Lon Kruger and Lou Henson and Bill Self. And Bruce was a great guy. The thing I liked about Bruce was he never had an unexpressed thought. You know, this guy was about the most candid basketball coach in the history of college basketball.
He told me once, he said, Brian, I could, when I was at Southern down in Carbondale, he could talk the same way he did here, and it really didn't reverberate much beyond Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they loved him down there. He, when he got here and he would say something, maybe he said or should have, maybe should have, shouldn't have said, it reverberated in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a much bigger deal.
Absolutely.
And he said that was the thing he had to learn. And
well, I don't think he ever learned it, and I'm not sure he even tried to learn it because, you know, he was very, very candid. And, and I, as a reporter, I enjoyed that.
Back to the phones. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian and Jim. Going to talk about Louisville. Is Mata, you think, a candidate?
You know, the guy I saw being interviewed and being is going to be Chris Mack from Xavier. Although I don't know why Chris Mack would leave Xavier because he has got that program rolling. And, I mean, I see why they want to hire him. I'd like to hire him, too, at Illinois. But I have not heard about Matta, although I suppose it's possible. But I'm not sure Matta, I mean, from what Lauren Tate tells me, Matta is not really.
Not in great health.
Not in great health. Yeah. And that is an active job. And that's maybe one of the reasons why he ended up getting fired at Ohio State, even though he did a magnificent job there. But look for Chris Mack.
Okay. Sounds good. Lastly, everybody's trying to look at their picks. I'm completely out of the picture on my picks for the Final Four. But I'll tell you, Kansas, as much as I hate to say it, looks like a favorite.
Well, Kansas is always there, aren't they? I mean, how many conference championships have they run in a row? 14 straight conference championships. I mean, what a coach Bill Self is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah. You know, I still think when I think about him leaving, I mean, tears still come to my eyes. I mean, what a great coach. That would be us.
That was 15 years ago.
I know. I haven't gotten over it yet. Yeah. I'm still seeing a therapist about it.
Hey, have a great day, and Jim, have fun in Arizona. That sounds
yeah.
Well, thanks. I sure hope I have some ball games to go to when I get there.
Oh, you will. just before Sunday. Thank you, Phil.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the phone call. Speaking of Bruce Weber, real quick, this goes about a minute and a half. He was on The Score in Chicago and was asked about coaches moving, leaving, and coming and going, and then also about his job at K-State. Here's Coach.
I'm not sure you can stay very long at a place anymore because the social media is going to get to you, the faceless opinions are going to get to you, and you know, I think it's almost a good thing. Lon Kruger figured it out a long time ago, five and go, and you know, this is the longest he's ever stayed at a place, and you know, it's a tough thing, and the part I got into coaching, I wanted to stay at a place, and I love the relationships, and you know, I still have relationships with our guys from 30, 38, 39 years ago at Purdue. And, you know, I know their kids, their grandkids now. And you know, that's what I got into it. But when you keep changing programs, it's hard to keep up with everybody. We had Roland Roberts and Tyrese Bowie at our game the other day, two of the good players from, you know, from our SIU days and our Sweet 16 team. And, you know, when you keep moving, it's tough to keep those relationships. And you know, I wish I could even do a better job with that. Yeah, K-State's a great place. I'm very, very fortunate. It's got great people. It's not an easy job, you know, recruiting-wise. Our population, you have more people, it's probably double the people in Chicago than we have in our whole state of Kansas. But, you know, we got one good player out of Kansas. Dean Wade is really good. You've got to travel all over the place. Last year I did 142 flights on American Airlines. So.
Wow.
You know, you're going to Florida, you're going to South Carolina, New York, Baltimore. We've been fortunate. St. Louis has given us a couple kids and that are pretty good players. And, you know, but it's you got great people. It's a great family atmosphere. And what Bill Snyder's done here is just it's amazing. It's probably one of the greatest stories in college athletics.
So that's former Illini coach Bruce Weber coaching K-State in the Sweet 16. They'll play Kentucky tonight. And, of course, K-State helped. obviously by UMBC beating Virginia, but
oh, yes.
But still, they had to knock out Cinderella.
No, you know, Bruce has actually got a very good team there, and you know, they had a really ugly game against UMBC, but I thought what saved them is what always saves teams that play good defense. Even though their offense wasn't scoring, they were not giving up points. And so you see Weber is playing the same kind of really tough defense that he played at Illinois, that he played at Southern, that he learned under Gene Cady at Purdue. And that's one of the things that, you know, Lou Henson always emphasized was, you know, defense. Your offense isn't going to always be there. But if you play good defense, you got a shot to win almost every game.
Back to the phones. Good morning to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, gentlemen. Let's switch to fish again.
Yeah, fish sandwich.
The fish, okay.
I lived a long time in Milwaukee, and they do fish fries year-round, you see, and with a lot of all-you-can-eat ones and really high-quality products. I grew up in the shadow of the Deluxe. At best, it was pretty good. A lot of times that batter point would be not all the way cooked through, and so on and so forth. I think the best shot right now is Holy Cross Church on Fridays until through Lent. They feed you really well. They got homemade pickles and the whole gear.
Homemade pickles, huh? Wow.
All kind of,
yeah. Well, good, Eric. Well, thank you.
Half the price, I might add.
Half the price.
Half the price.
Okay.
But the Pope, that's because the Pope believes in discount food.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, all right. Eric.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I got a text in. There was no chance Rauner was going to win again anyway this November. The state gets darker blue every election cycle. Just tells you how bad a candidate Quinn was for Rauner to win last time. All right, we'll take a break. We've got Anna Wall. We've got Joe. Got more to get to. Quick break, and then back with Jim Dye here as we have open line up to the top of the hour.
Dance. Let me see you move.
Welcome back. Penny for your thoughts. DWS got a email in, says, Brian, since Jim Dye is employee of the News Gazette, could you please ask him if he knows why it took the News Gazette 27 hours to report on the school shooting in Maryland? Was it because it was just another school shooting, or was it because the end result, a bad guy was killed with a gun by a good guy, doesn't fit the liberal agenda that guns are a bad thing? So,
well, I can guarantee you it wasn't because of the latter explanation that there was some plot to keep it out of the news. I don't know what time it happened. I don't know about the news cycle. I just don't know, but, you know, we try to get the news in the papers promptly as we can, and it includes all kinds of news. So I don't have a specific answer because I'm not involved in the page thing, but you know, it was there, so if we were going to hide it, you know, we never would have put it in at all.
All right, we've got 4 minutes and two callers, so let's go to Anna Wall. Hi, Anna Wall.
I'll be very brief. I want to say good morning to my favorite reporter, Mr. Dye, and to you representing my favorite medium, which is the News Gazette, but I want to make sure that you're a Cardinal fan.
Well, of course I'm a Cardinal fan.
That's all I want.
I grew up near St. Louis.
All right. That's what I
want. That's it,
to
huh? You wanted to confirm that. Okay.
I worship the memory of Stan Musial.
Thank you, Anna Wall.
And Lou Brock and Bob Gibson.
Our late friend Dave Shaw, who passed away last year, he always loved going to the Cardinal games.
Dave was a great
Cardinal. And he loved the statue of Stan Musial. Every time I went to a game, I'd take a picture of it and send it to him.
Well, you know, that's funny because people in St. Louis ridicule that statue of Stan Musial. They think it looks silly, but it's out there, and he's got that interesting batting stance, and it's still there, even if people made fun of it.
Let's go to Joe on Penny for your thoughts. Hi, Joe.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Mr. Guy, curious how you feel about the way the liberal news media is handling this Stormy Daniels and these other allegations about President Trump's infidelity. I can recall when the news broke with Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, one of the callers called into the show said they didn't care if he's having relations with a goat as long as he took care of the country. There's been a long history in the White House of presidents wandering with other women. It goes back to Eisenhower, Roosevelt. I believe it was Grover Cleveland even had a child with a woman.
I think that might have been Warren Harding, but go ahead.
That's right. You're correct. But anyhow, as long as he's taking care of the country, I really don't care. And all these allegations occurred as much 12 years ago or something like that with Stormy Daniels. So it seems like that they're not being very genuine with the reporting of him and the way they tried to cover for Clinton.
Well, you know, whenever
thank you, Joe.
I have to say that they may go after Trump with a little more relish, but this is the kind of story that is catnip to the news media. If you recall, Gary Hart and his monkey business boat and Donna, whatever her name was, you know, and then we, of course, we have, you know, JFK had a whole harem full, and that was kind of secret then, but
not reported. Yeah.
Now we have the 24-hour news cycle, and I mean, you know, this is titillation for the news media. I mean, you know, you're going to have Stormy there, and they've showed up at her. At her performances, covering the news, of course. This is strictly journalism.
Hey, Jim, have fun out in Arizona.
Well, I hope to.
Yeah.
I hope I get to see a baseball game.
Yeah, I think you will.
I think Tommy has me a little worried about that.
Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
All right, Jim Dye with us, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. Back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.